Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
Yesterday, we talked to former Boston Mayor Tom Menino about his health, specifically that he's been diagnosed with an advanced form of cancer that has spread to his liver and lymph nodes. As we heard, Menino is optimistic about his future and remains committed to new work just down the road from us here at Boston University.
In fact, that's what we had originally planned to talk to him about before we learned of his cancer diagnosis. So we're going to hear about that today. After leading the city for 20 years, Menino is setting up something called the Initiative on Cities at BU. It's a kind of urban think tank that will tap his experience in City Hall to help train urban leaders around the country and the world.
I think cities are the new engine for America and for the world. That's where all creativity is coming out of. It's not coming out of Washington. It's not coming out of the state houses. And that's important.
That's former Boston Mayor Tom Menino. He's setting up that Initiative on Cities with Graham Wilson, chairman of the Political Science Department at BU. We talked to both of them about the initiative's main goals and how cities are in the best position to solve some of the nation's most vexing challenges, from education to housing to income inequality.
Cities are playing an incredibly important role in their societies, and solving their problems means addressing many of the society's problems in general.
More than half the world's population lives in cities now. Mm. I think mayors are taking the lead all over. I mean, we're not waiting for the federal government's paralyzed. They're not doing anything down there. Republicans don't talk to Democrats. Democrats don't talk to Republicans. It's all partisan politics. And it's a sin. And mayors are the places to be because we're the closest to the people.
Nobody's suggesting that every problem can be solved in a city. But I think in cities you have the chance, particularly if it's a well-run, effective city like Boston, we have the chance to pull people together to confront problems. Whereas in Washington, as you know, we've been going through a period of real deadlock, and it's been really difficult to get any problem addressed effectively at the national level.
You know, speaking of Washington, and I asked the mayor about this a moment ago, it wasn't long ago, this idea of an urban agenda being front and center in terms of federal policy. There doesn't seem to be an urban agenda now.
No, you don't. There's no urban agenda at all in America. Clinton had this Hope 6 program for take public housing and convert that into mixed housing. Well, that doesn't exist anymore.
To what extent does that, I don't know, hold cities back or provide a challenge to cities?
I think maybe it also provides an opportunity for effective, dynamic urban leaders to confront the problems. Yes, I suppose it would be nice if the national government had more priorities for cities. But on the other hand, if it tried to dictate what cities were doing, maybe it would be less effective.
And tell me the importance of having this gentleman to my right, the former mayor of Boston.
Pain in the neck. Pain to him. I'm lucky to have him. No, you're not lucky to have me.
Well, I bet Professor Wilson would disagree with that.
It's really critical. It's really crucial. Mayor Menino brings 20 years of success, of effective leadership in Boston, and he has the experience, he has the contacts, he has the insights that I think a lot of people in other cities can benefit from.
A lot of mayors don't understand how you collaborate with the business community, with higher education. You know, when you get elected mayor and start trying to make decisions, you can't do it alone. I think what Graham and I got to try to do is educate the mayors about how you deal with the changes going on in cities and who could help you make those changes. Mm. That's important. I was a better mayor later in years than when I was early on because I learned how to develop relationships.
So is the idea to actually bring mayors from other cities in and educate them essentially about how to best run a city? Is that the goal here?
I think that part of it will be to educating mayors, particularly new mayors, giving them the benefit of Mayor Menino's experience and the expertise that we've got here at Boston University. But I think we also want to establish a network of cities, an international network of cities, where people will really share their experiences and be very honest with each other about what's worked, what hasn't worked, what they tried and gave up on, and why it worked or why it didn't work.
And what worked so well here in Boston?
I think that the main thing that Boston's got to offer is a story of successful adaptation. You think about how the city was 30 years ago, let's say, declining port, declining industries, and yet think how Boston came through the recent recession, because it had adapted, it had figured out new ways to grow, it had figured out ways to deal with derelict dockland and turn it into a center for innovation. We're sitting right next to the Charles River. Think about how 30 or 40 years ago, the stories about the Charles River, the Boston Harbor, generally a picture of a place that people didn't want to live. Now, as you know, if anything, we have a problem with the property prices being so high because so many people want to live here. Mm.
Successful adaptation. Mr. Mayor, does that sound right to you?
What he's saying is you have to continue to change. A city that stays status quo is a city that's going to fail. You know, Boston is the youngest city in America. And what do we do to make that still attractive for young people? Create the jobs. When I was mayor, I brought Converse sneakers to Boston. They were in another city. They couldn't hire a young workforce because there was nothing in that city for them to do after work. They wanted to come to Boston because there was activities for them, the vitality of a city. That's part of it. And, you know, these are all young entrepreneurs. And one of the things I found out from them is they like to use the word collaboration. They like to work together, share ideas together, share space together.
Last question. I wanted to come back to Professor Wilson, and that is when I asked Mayor Menino a moment ago what he was most proud of in his 20 years, he said the schools, education. When I asked him what was the challenge that he left undone that he would like to have done better with, he said schools, education. Do you agree with that, or what is the challenge that Boston faces in the next 20 years?
I think that the biggest challenge we may not even know now. I mean, let's face it, we're having this conference next week on lessons that Boston learned from coping with the aftermath of the Marathon bombing. 20 years prior to that, who would have thought that we would have faced that horrible event? So I think that, yes, education is a big challenge, but what I'd keep coming back to is a spirit and style of collaboration in facing problems and successful adaptation. As Mayor Menino just said, places, institutions, universities, cities that just rest on their laurels fall backwards. And so I think that it's that spirit of continuing to face up to problems, some of which we can't even identify today, that is the spirit that we want to inculcate.
Graham Wilson, who chairs BU's Department of Political Science, and former Boston Mayor Tom Menino. Together, they are setting up the Initiative on Cities at BU.
There's more of the show in just a moment. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.